MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The southeast storms are raising concerns that FEMA is stretched too thin in terms of money.
Staffing shortages are adding to the crunch. Sources say that 9% of FEMA staff was available to respond to Milton or other disasters. The available workforce was about double that at this same time last year. Funding at other agencies like the Small Business Administration, which gives critical loans to homeowners and businesses, could also run out in a matter of weeks.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on Capitol Hill. President Biden and lawmakers in affected states are calling on Congress to return early to pass additional FEMA aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson so far says no. An Israeli strike on a central Beirut apartment building has left 22 people dead. Israeli missiles also hitting a UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, injuring two peacekeepers. Wholesale inflation remained unchanged between August and September, another sign that pressures could be cooling on prices after years of those prices rising. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Maisa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. Federal workplace safety officials are citing a Janesville recycling company for exposing employees to unsafe levels of lead and other toxic metals. OSHA recommended fines against Universal Recycling Technologies last year. When they came back for a recent follow-up inspection, they found the company had not made the improvements they ordered. OSHA says chronic overexposure to toxic metals can cause a number of serious health problems. UW Health has a new program for parents with newborns. It's for parents who've developed pain from movements their bodies aren't used to, like bending over a crib or kneeling to change a diaper. It's not uncommon to develop conditions like carpal tunnel syndrome that way. UW Health doctors customize each case so it meets patients' needs, not just physical, but emotional, too. Occupational therapists help with patients' recovery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
More injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve with an ankle that did not respond to treatments. The team signed another tight end, John Fitzpatrick, off the Falcons practice squad. The good news is wide receiver Christian Watson says he's close after suffering that sprained ankle 2 weeks ago against the Vikings.
You know, maybe the, you know, all of the training that I put in to get my body right for the season is the reason I came out of it with not as significant as of an injury.
Green Bay hosts the Cardinals Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team heads to New Jersey. They'll play Rutgers tomorrow at 11. Baseball, the Brewers say they know just how valuable Willy Adames is at shortstop, GM Matt Arnold.
We had opportunities to trade him, and we didn't because of how much he means to this team and this franchise. And it's not just, you know, what he does on the field, it's who he is. And absolutely, you know, acknowledge the reality that he's earned the right to explore the market. He deserves that, certainly, but we love him to death here, and he knows that.
That's Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
J.D.
got to see him so oily. I mean, he just is unctuous. I mean, he just greasy. It just
unctuous, oily, and greasy.
But I mean, unless you can condemn denial of the election, you've got no business being in office. For him not to say that he would have done what Mike Pence did should be just disqualifying, probably treason.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sean Blaschka and Bill Beaudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society team for Freaky Friday. And it's also a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr comes by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Detroit is 77% African American. State is 14% African-American. Why should African-American Michiganders vote for the Trump fence ticket?
Well, you know, we've got a great number of black Americans in this crowd right now. They could probably answer that question better than I could.
Oh, well, we happen to have one from the great state of Michigan.
Yeah.
Angela B. Shelton of the
Detroit.
Right, Shelton. Correct, yes. And half of you. We're waiting for the little lady.
Here's Frances.
Woo.
Is she there?
Hello, Stephanie.
You cannot do a hand puppet for Frances. I can see you.
It's almost as big as her.
Okay, but it's fitting that we have you first, Angela V. Shelton of the
Detroit Sheltons.
Correct.
Of the horror show that is the city of Detroit.
That's worse than some places in China. I don't even know what that meant.
I don't
even
know.
How about, you know, talking Detroit in Detroit? How about, let's just talk about that first.
Well, here's my first problem. Why was there anybody at this event?
Good point.
I don't know where they bust these people in from, but that was my first problem. My second thing is, Trump is like the only human being I have ever seen. And we all have known some really dumb, rude people, right?
Sure.
We have. We work in this industry full of them. And I've never seen somebody insult their host every time. Like, just walks in the room insulting. He's like, the rest of the world looks around like it's a disgusting pile of sewage that he just happens to be near and goes, like, this awfulness. What do you call this? Detroit?
Are they running the worst campaign in history? It's like this is something out of Bullworth. So is it a movie? What is it?
It's a nightmare. Yeah. And it's also something I find very confusing. Why is this close? I can't. I find myself screaming that,
you know,
in the yard. I'm like, how could this be a close race?
The thing is, I don't want us to get happy. I don't want us to get complacent, Angela, but there is part of me. We've been reading from Molly Jong Fast and T-Pain this morning. And other analysts talking about these right-wing polls that it's deliberate, that they're trying to flood the zone for two reasons, to depress Democratic turnout, mm-hmm. freak us out, and also, you know, lay the groundwork for, oh, it was rigged, it was stolen, see, right. Trump was ahead. And I think it's skewing the averages. I personally don't think it's, but I'm afraid to say it, I don't think it's going to be close. I don't either. But anyway.
I never thought it was going to be close. It's going to be a blue beyond tsunami.
Yeah.
You know, but I also think that that doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah.
You know,
that means that, we have to do it.
Yeah.
But Gretchen Whitmer, the governor there, she said, she's like, Detroit is the epitome of grit, defined by winners willing to get their hands dirty to build up their city and create their communities, something Donald Trump could never understand. So keep Detroit out of your mouth. You better believe Detroiters won't forget this in November. I love me some big Gretch. When we were broadcasting from the DNC, she walked by and I literally gasped. I was like, oh, and she turned around and looked at me. And I was like, oh, Governor Whitmer, we love you so much. She smiled that big smile. She's
kick-ass. And we weren't there, so Francis couldn't misidentify her.
Yeah, she would have gone, Amy Klobuchar, we love you. Okay. Yeah, but let me just read this to you. We played it for you, but let me just read it verbatim. Question to J.D. Vance. Why should African-American Michiganders vote for the Trump Vance ticket? Vance, well, you know, we've got a great number of Black Americans in this crowd right now. Okay, really? Really? Do you?
It was
He seems very confident of their appeal to African American voters, don't you think?
You know, that was the program. That was a question it could not answer. So that's the running time. That's what the program is like, searching for plausible reasons Black person would vote.
You could see the ball spinning.
Donald Trump.
He's trying to answer.
Doop.
I'm just getting a spinning ball. I'm not getting an answer. I don't know what's happening.
His face just starts spinning. It's the wheel of ignorance. He doesn't know anything. And I just can't. I want to know what those people in the crowd are yelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like they seem very enraged. And I want to know, are they upset about the question or about the Black people being, the alleged Black people being there? Because I can only see like maybe two. Mm-hmm. One I'm not sure about.
So speaking of, how about Barack Obama? I mean, damn, is he good at this, right?
Ooh, I love it when he's like, I'm not trying to get applause, okay?
hang on, let's listen to a little.
The other day, his running mate, J.D. Vance, had you got a vote.
Don't boo.
The other day, his running mate had the nerve to say, Donald Trump salvaged the Affordable Care Act. I mean, Donald Trump spent his entire presidency trying to tear it down. And by the way, he couldn't even do that right.
Nobody can get under Trump's skin, I swear. Like, I mean, he just, who better to make the case about the economy, the Affordable Care Act, all of that? I mean, he was just amazing, wasn't he?
Oh my gosh. And just, this is the thing. We need, what I'm really happy about is just over and over again, like when you're talking about, you know, Gavin Newsom and how you'd love to have him at the Sexy Liberal, but he is a great surrogate.
Yeah.
Like these people, like the Obamas, everybody out here is pushing so hard. They're campaigning as hard as she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is making a huge difference. Like that speech is amazing.
And by the way, speaking of J.D. Vance, I thought something happened yesterday just in two places that I thought kind of epitomizes this whole campaign. Someone fell over behind J.D. Vance and seemed to be in distress just now during his town hall event in North Carolina. Vance's response, Kamala Harris built this platform behind us. That's what happened.
Yep.
He uses the opportunity for a mean joke. In the meantime, Kamala Harris's campaign in Arizona, I'm not sure you're aware, it's hot there now.
Yeah, I heard.
We were just playing in Satan's Hole, as you and Francis referred to it,
oh
in
my
Phoenix.
God. So we have a lawsuit pending.
Several attendees at Kamala Harris's extremely hot campaign rally in Chandler, Arizona, passed out and threw up as a result of the heat. It was over 100, as it was when we were there. Harris volunteers walked around with cases of water and checked to see if anyone needed medical attention. It's not the whole difference. But J.D. Vance makes a dumb joke.
Yeah, and did he do anything to help?
Harris's campaign is like, how can we help? How can we make sure you're okay?
And, like, would have stopped. Like, we have watched Barack Obama stop speaking. Like, we have to get this person help. Like, what's going on here? You know?
Right.
And he's just like, ooh, way to score points. They're evil.
Right.
They're immoral and evil and stupid.
Don't hold back. Oh, I see. The little lady is the one that normally, you know, modulates you a little bit.
But yeah, but see, now you're just seeing her go crazy. Like a squirrel with nothing to lose.
We're going to find her. I don't know if we're having technical stuff. We're going to find the other half of her, Angela.
I haven't sworn. I haven't said anything bad.
Yeah.
All right, but I've been talking all morning. Angela, we've had this conversation for 13 years doing Sexy Liberal. How many times have we heard, oh, my God, this is the greatest show. This should be a special, a series, or whatever. And Judd Apatow's been all over, you know, talking about this. Walt just said, I'm still flummoxed that NBC News bought the rights to a new documentary from Errol Morris about the Trump administration's policy of kidnapping the children of refugees and funneling them into orphanage, but they're delaying its release because they're worried about hurting Trump's feelings. This monster committed crimes against humanity, and NBC is going to help hide it from the public. Also, they had a hard time finding a distributor for the Apprentice movie, which is, you know, which is coming out. But this is what, remember, I was telling you, my friend in the business said, nobody wants to buy anything political. And, oh, apparently, especially if it's skewed to one side. Well, both sides don't do it. That's why we've been selling out, you know, theaters and pay-per-views for 13 years now, because both sides don't do it. A lot of people don't want their news and their comedy like, oh, both sides are the same. Don't want to offend anyone, right?
No, they're not. Just say you're a coward. Just say you don't want to be on his list. Don't try to act like there's some sort of journalistic integrity to this cowardice, because there isn't. Because that's a documentary. That's a truth. It's a truth film. What you're saying is that you're unwilling to tell the truth because you're afraid.
Yeah.
You don't want to maybe piss off this group of people who may or may not watch your network anyway, you say. Just own it.
I said to my, you know, network executive friend, I said that you guys, not, it's not her fault, you know, but she just said, yeah, we are afraid. Everybody's afraid. Yeah. You know, they're afraid Trump might get back in. And I said, your fear is going to help cause what you most fear.
Yes. Work to make it not happen.
Right.
Like, it's like, this is not being fair or objective. What you're doing is hiding the truth. You're working for him.
And I think you know how America can fight back, Angela V. Shelton. Am I correct? Would it be going to sexyliberal.com and buying the Chicago pay-per-view and giving the giant middle finger to the mainstream media that is too scared? I think you have till Halloween to get, for $20, Chicago Sexy Liberal, the big DNC show. You have time to go to sexyliberal.com and get tickets for Kansas City tomorrow night, or November 2nd here in Los Angeles, the big finale. I mean, I'm just saying you do.
You have time, and if you care about this country and babies,
that's right.
And babies
and puppies,
yeah. Why do you hate puppies so much?
There will be no more rainbows if you don't go.
You heard her. Frangel's gonna cancel rainbows.
No more rainbows.
Unless you sexyliberal.com.
It is one of the best things you can do besides voting and going out there and volunteering for the campaign.
Everything in that song, these are a few of my favorite things, all canceled. Unless you go to sexy. No kittens.
No more kittens.
No more Santa Claus.
More.
No.
Oh, no. Santa will be mad.
Sexyliberal.com. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, while we send a search and rescue for the little lady, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Morning Kick. Fantastic strawberry lemon flavor. You know, I take lemonade flavor. I take it on the road with me, you know.
I know you do.
It's like I still need kid tricks, Sean. Like, I need, you know, I'm like, is that good for me? Strawberry lemonade. Yay! It's right. Delicious, and you get all that nutrition in there. 10 supplements in one. Grandma doesn't have to pack a pill box for It's Kansas City, right? Ashwagandha, that probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your gut health, your energy, your overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Sean is so excited he can't, he's beside himself. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. What?
No.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Matthew. Huh?
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, for there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, why, looky there. Paula Poundstone tweets, I sat on a bench outside for a while today. The sun was hot, but fortunately, I'm a Democrat and we control the weather. I pointed at the sun and it backed off. And just like that, look who's on the phone, Angela V. Shelton. It's Paula Poundstone. Oh, hi, Paula.
Hey, you guys. I you were talking to Angela. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. We can.
Mm-hmm. You were talking to Angela, and then you play, and I was on hold, and so I was listening, and then you played a clip of Obama, but my phone is a little fuzzy, and I'm not hearing that well. And I, for a second, I thought, my God, Angela does an amazing Obama.
And, she's multi-talented.
And then I realized that it was actually him, but, you know, where's Frances? What?
Yeah, we're finding her right now. Just don't panic, Paula Poundstone. Also,
hello,
don't
Paula,
you
well, Angela,
don't you think Jody Hamilton does a better Melania than Melania does?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jody Hamilton wishes she was from Buffalo so that she could receive the broadcaster award for her Melania.
Because we all here, she reminds us that Melania thinks women should have
individual liberty.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paula, I was, you know, it's so weird you called because they sent me a picture at the Barrymore Theater in Madison of you holding a picture up of me and the Sexy Liberal tour. So I'm going to tweet that today and say Paula Poundstone urges you when we're both playing in the same cities to go see Sexy Liberal tour instead. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Ad.
Yeah, I think that that would make really my whole promotions team happy. I don't have a promotions team, by the way. Angela,
we found Luke's Francis. Francis is here, Paula.
Okay, wait, no, okay. Look, just in case she's only there for a little while and then she ducks out again, I was just thinking that maybe we could form Paula.
How did I lose my name?
Look at you trying to. It's like you're the people that broke up. What was Jerry Lewis and what's his name? Dean Martin. Look at you. You're up to
Pandula,
no good, Paula Poundstone.
That sounds like a bad magician, doesn't it? Pandula.
Yeah. Well, you remember that popular show in the 70s, the Sonny and Paula show. I really just, you know, I fill in when a teammate breaks down. You know, I have one more thing.
I heard you're the reason Sonny and Cher broke up as well. You've just been up to no good for a long time, Paula Poundstone.
Yeah. Well, I did. I put a wedge between them. All right, speaking of put a wedge between, I have something to confess. First of all, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been messing up the polls. It's me.
Okay.
I don't wait for them to call me. I call them.
Okay.
I call Mr. Quinnipiac. Hi, I'm a Democrat, and I'm voting for Trump.
Okay.
And that...
So that's your own push poll.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well,
okay. Goodbye.
Now that Francis is there, you don't need me at all.
No, I don't. I'm just going to dump you like a bad habit now. But thanks for calling.
Hello?
Goodbye. There she goes. Oh, hi, Frances. We found you. Where have you...
Hello.
Can you look at that. Look at what an opportunist, a cheap opportunist Paula Poundstone is. You're gone for 10 minutes, and she's trying to horn in on, right, and replace you.
God bless her. She's hilarious.
Is someone a little sleepy pants? Did you oversleep? What happened?
Oh, my God. I had the worst night, and then went back to sleep.
Aw.
And slept through my alarm. I'm so sorry.
Okay, but that means you're going to be extra, like a live wire tomorrow night in Kansas City, correct?
Ooh, burn it up on fire. That's me.
Can I just say you're normally, like, an unbearable level of cuteness? You know, at your size and all. Angela actually did a hand puppet that we did think was you, because it's the actual size. But, hello! But you look like Bonnie and Clyde when they first wake up. You're so, look at you. You're so sleepy and blinky.
I am. I am. My husband says, he's like, you coo in the morning. He's like, she's so adorable. I am up with stuff to do. Yeah. That is not me.
All right, we're going to get you coffee. Come on. Wake up. Here we go. You can sleep when we're dead. Right now, it's Fridays with Frangela next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A teenage inmate at Wisconsin's prison for boys is pleading not guilty to two felonies and a counselor's death this summer. Donald Trump has claimed the Biden-Harris administration let more than 400,000 convicted criminals into the U.S. But is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
In Prairie du Chien, Donald Trump claimed Kamala Harris let in over 425,000 convicted criminals. However, ICE says that figure covers non-citizens convicted of crimes over the past 40 years, both before and after entering the U.S. Most of these individuals entered before the Biden administration. Research shows undocumented immigrants are not more likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A man from Fitchburg is sentenced to 18 years in prison for a shooting death last year outside the Badger Tavern on Madison's Seminole Highway. Caleb DiMaggio pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide in a plea deal in August. This way, DiMaggio avoids life in prison. DiMaggio admits he shot Jason Pritchard last year after Pritchard approached DiMaggio's dog. Witnesses told police DiMaggio was acting erratically earlier that night. One man is dead after a vehicle hit a pedestrian on Highway 151 near Sun Prairie last night. The 69-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene, but the people inside the vehicle were not hurt. The cleanup and investigation closed southbound 151 at the Main Street exit from around 11 o'clock at night till about 2 in the morning. Wisconsin ranks 10th in the nation for the percentage of pedestrian deaths out of all deadly crashes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Produce Misting Day.
What is that all about?
Grocery stores, they mist their vegetables.
Sure. I bet it feels really great to be a vegetable and just get sprayed with that mist.
I used to mist my plants in my apartment. Mm. It didn't save them, but they felt good dying.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It'll be a fantastic TGIF Friday. Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
After he was elected, when he was asked,
about what he was going to do, he says he's got concepts of a plan for how he'd replace it. Now, I want y'all to think about this for a second. Let's say your boss gives you an assignment, a project. He says, I need this on Friday. And Friday comes around and he says, so, did you finish that project I asked for? And he says, well, I actually haven't started, but I have a concept.
Oh, he's so good at this. Right into my veins. Give me a little more, please. A little more. President
if you're a new parent, you could qualify for a $6,000 tax credit during the first year of your child's life. Because I don't have to tell a lot of you, raising kids is hard. And she wants to make it easier to afford stuff like a crib or a car seat or diapers. I remember buying diapers. I remember the first time I went in the store right after Malia was born. I was like, what? That's how much diapers cost?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then you heard the heckler in the crowd when he said, do you think Donald Trump's ever changed diapers? And someone said, his own. And Obama's like, I was going to say that, but I decided not to.
He was smart enough not
to. Oh, God. He's, you forget how good he is.
I don't think he did that.
Huh? Yeah. You forget how good he is.
He changed his own diapers. I don't.
No. Ew. I know, according to Noel Castler, who we'll see on Tuesday, that was somebody's job on The Apprentice. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Tristan Snell, our friend, tweeted, imagine you run a company, an ex-employee was fired 4 years ago who reacted by sending a violent mob to trash the office, assault the police, threatened to attack or kill the managers. Now he's reapplying, and 40 of his 44 old co-workers do not support his return. What would you do? I mean, Angela, you said it in the first segment, just the fact that we're, I don't know anything about the polling, but if it is close, you're just like, holy crap. How could it possibly be, right?
I can't get my mind around it. It's just there are moments when, and in fact, whenever I play a new awful lie that Trump has said about the hurricanes or Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about the ice age and the government melting the ice, whenever I play this for people, everybody has the same reaction. They get very quiet, then they look down in absolute shame and horror, and then they look up and go, I don't understand why this is close. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get my mind around it.
Yeah, yeah. Francis, are you awake? Coach Wall says we can sleep when we're dead. Are you okay?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And I completely agree. You know, here we are. Sane washing a very dangerous man's ideas and things that he says, trying to make them fit into our reality, you know, so that they're puzzle pieces that fit and make sense. It's some kind of sense.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. This is what we asked on The Final Word yesterday. Where are the people who go and snatch people like Trump up? Because he is now a danger.
Danger. We played yesterday. I defy you. I've read the transcript and played the sound bites. You can, if this was any family member, you would say it is time to, you know, put them someplace safe.
I don't know if Sean has studied this, if he can diagnose what is happening, because we used to be a society that would be like, you know what, let's find a nice porch.
Sean's in nursing school, and he's like, we haven't gotten to this part yet. I don't know what happens here. Sheila was at the Kamala rally in Arizona last night. Hey, Sheila.
Yay. Hi, Steph.
Hi, yeah.
And Sean and Jody.
Hello.
And Angela. I'm so excited to talk to you. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
We were at the rally last night. My husband and I both played hooky from work and made it out in the 105-degree heat in the sun. Because
you guys are pikers. We were there in 117. I mean, come on.
Yeah. We were. Well, my husband's an Arizona native. I've lived here for 25 years. It's just another day. You know, you just get out there. You can't waste your time inside. So we waited outside, but it was electric. There were over 7,000 people at this rally.
Yeah.
Tightly packed in a not very well air-conditioned building. Yeah. And everyone was so psyched to see her and hear her. And it just was such a beautiful crowd.
I can't watch those clips enough of her coming out to freedom. and the electricity in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I surprised myself because I started to tear up. I just got so... Yeah. Oh, it was so exciting. And she is just as beautiful and just as gracious in person as you would imagine. We were so close. I actually started to kind of like reach through, and man, I've never seen anyone move as fast as that secret security guy,
the
service guy. Bam, knocked my arm down. I was like, yeesh, jumped back. So yeah, she's got a lot of protection, but she made her round all the way through the front row of that crowd, all the way around the arena. It was, she took time. And you know what? She's invested in. She makes you want to be invested. Yeah. It was so exciting.
I've given up on, I'm just not going to stop crying during selection. It's just the same thing for me. I just, like, get chills. I cry sometimes when I see her. I'm just like, literally, it's like going through puberty and menopause all over again, this election cycle. It's like, right?
I don't know why they don't think that we could actually lose our minds. Like, I don't know if you want to see, you know, millions of naked progressives crying in the street, but that's what they're pushing me to.
So Governor Walz in Arizona, I said the news about Trump giving Putin COVID tests makes my blood boil as a governor. We were as governors doing all we could to get testing and equipment we needed to protect the people that we were responsible for, and we were getting no help. And now we find that Vladimir Putin was getting the things we needed in Minnesota to keep our people alive. I mean, I don't know, Francis, if you think at this point anything matters to this segment, I can't.
No.
We lost a million people to COVID. That's a lot of friends and families.
No. This does not matter to the cult members of MAGA. The thing that we can only look towards, we can't look towards those people. Those people are gone. Mm-hmm. What we can look towards are the people who are not and have not been enthused to vote, who have been disenfranchised, who have not been, you know, like I said, I have a cousin who just registered for the first time to vote in her 60s.
Wow. Good. Wow, that's great. I mean, we were talking to Glenn Kirshner earlier about all these just, it's like a crime an hour that's uncovered now. I mean, it's not just the Putin stories. Lindy Lee tweeted, our friend, she said Trump's theft of CIA classified documents in 2021 coincided with a huge spike in the murder of agents. The CIA even issued a global alarm to all its stations. If Trump were secretly sending Putin COVID test machines behind our backs, what else was he sending to Russia? Connect the dots. Glenn Kirshner said the same thing. I mean, quash the investigation into Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, every day there is something.
And these are things he's not going to be charged with, it sounds like. We're going to find out about him.
If there's an Attorney General Glenn Kirshner, I tell you what, it will be. Well, shit. Yeah, one last one. Rick Stengel said the Trump candidacy is not so much a political campaign as what intelligence services call an influence operation, a coordinated effort to use mis- and disinformation to undermine democratic institutions and processes. That's exactly it. I think this is what I fear about, you know, polling or all that, is they're just doing everything they can to suppress the Democratic vote, right? Mm-hmm. Whether people,
because they can't win the vote. Right. They know they can't win the vote. Right. So they're barely trying.
Right.
You know, what they're really working on is how to stop the vote, how to suppress it, how to stop the count, how to get people upset and being intimidating to people. That's it.
Yeah.
They know that they can't win.
Does anyone else here, has anyone else ever found Nina Turner to be unhelpful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So President Obama is, you know, obviously a fantastic surrogate to speak to so many issues on the campaign trail. But so she took issue with she said that he was lecturing black men who aren't supporting Kamala Harris. President Obama urged voters to support Harris. He said he called out a voting bloc, black men. He said, you're coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses. I've got a problem with that. Part of it makes me think, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as president. You're coming up with other alternatives or other reasons for that. He added, the women in our lives have been getting our backs this entire time. And I swear, some people, like Nina Turner, they're just rabble-rousers that want to be contrary, I think. She said, why are black men being lectured to? He's not.
He's not.
He, like every other American, has a right to express his thoughts. She said, why are black men being belittled in ways that no other voting group? Now, I have a lot of love for the former president. No, you don't. For former President Obama, but for him to single out black men is just wrong.
Are you kidding me? Because when I have listened to Donald Trump sit there and say, black men need to identify with me because I'm a felon, Yes. Or you need black men to identify with me because I have made a gold shoe.
Yeah.
A tacky gold gym shoe.
They like my mugshot.
They like my mugshot.
Jewish people need to vote for me because if they're not, they're not good Jewish people. Like, mm-hmm. I can't hear this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even begin to hear this critique on this side. Go clean up that side.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, but she was one of those. Francis, or yeah, you voted for Bernie. Jody, you voted for Bernie. It's just there were some, when I say, I don't, first of all, mean it as pejorative, Bernie bros, but we're talking about the Bernie or die people.
Right.
That mm-hmm. passed the primary, like Nina Turner, continued to, you know, bash Hillary or whatever. I just feel like there's some people, we were talking about Mark Halperin this week. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it came out as like, I'm seeing internal polling. Kamala's in a lot of trouble. He's a never Trumper. That got fired for sexually harassing women. Some people, I think, just want relevance, and they're like, look at me over here. You know, we got to freak some people out, right? And
That's exactly what it is. And I believe that is what is, when you hear these stats about black men voting for, and young men across the board, Latino men voting for Trump, that's the same issue for them. It's just about a way to seek relevance and to try to make themselves seem like they're somehow thoughtful because they're making a contrary choice. It's contrary to their own interests mm-hmm. and to the interests of the people that they, you know, say they care about. But something about that makes them feel like they're an independent, like they're a maverick.
And have power.
Yeah. And they have power. Yeah. And it's disgusting and sad. And we have to look at this toxic masculinity more, especially among this group of young men, because it's so incel-y and wrong that it is dangerous to all of us.
Yeah.
You, Francis, I'm sorry, did you want to black mama some people for a minute?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, when you look at what's popular right now in terms of social media, and I have to listen to, and we're listening to women and people, and it's wonderful if you want this lifestyle, which is, I mean, it has seeped down, you know, going back to the 50s has seeped down into regular thought, in terms of having a trad wife. How you gonna have a trad wife if you both need to work? You know what I'm saying? And she's supposed to be doing all the work. No, the way you were supposed to have a trad wife mm-hmm. is,
thank you.
You know, you bring home all the money.
That's what I'm saying.
And she does mm-hmm. the work inside the home.
That's why you can't afford no trad wife. What you talking about? You living in your parents' basement.
Well, and this is what Tinder is part of, a multi-million-dollar effort to get Trump bros to vote for mm-hmm. Trump. An army of Trump bros are being recruited through a multi-million-dollar campaign to boost MAGA support among young male voters. The money's being funneled toward audiences at millennial-heavy spaces like football tailgate parties, music festivals, and dating apps. And so,
yeah,
but I'm sorry, he's the least masculine man ever, Donald Trump. I still don't get this whole.
But he's selling an idea to these young men, which is you are supposed to go home and have this woman who's dressed up, who has your kids ready, and your home taken care of, and your food on the plate, and, you know, no matter who you are or what you do.
Right.
That's your promise. And she's OnlyFans beautiful.
Yeah. Exactly. They're selling a fantasy. Trump is on record, by the way, Francis, saying a lot of that stuff when he was younger about, I expect dinner on the table and blah, blah. I mean, literally, they want to take us back to 19, I don't even know, 50, 40?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Does anybody here believe that Melania makes dinner?
No,
you know why? Anything.
Because she has.
What does she have?
Individual liberty.
She believes all women should have
individual liberty.
Okay. I love that so much.
Me too. 48 minutes after the hour.
Stop.
I can't stop. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right there in my giant hydration system. It's my, like, a Renaissance fair size keg of, yeah. Okay, strawberry lemonade flavor. Whee! That's the fun part. And then the part they slip you, right? They tell you you're pretty first, and you can have your strawberry lemonade flavor shown, and then they slip in probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your gut health, your energy, to nourish your body, help you feel more youthful. I am telling you, it's powered me through. How many cities are we in? 13 cities. I say liberal, 40 miles on my bike, 1,500 feet of climbing last Saturday in my bottle every week. That morning kick, I'm telling you, I love it, love it, love it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included.
No.
Wow. Wowie. Wow. Wow. Wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
All right. All right. Let's do this. Friday's with Frangela. New Kamala Harris ad real quick. Here we go.
I worked in the Trump administration.
Never in a million years did I ever think that I'd be working in the White House with a president that didn't care about the American people.
He would suggest not giving disaster relief to states that hadn't voted for him.
I remember one time after a wildfire in California, he wouldn't send relief because it was a Democratic state. So we went as far as looking up how many votes he got in those impacted areas to show him, these are people who voted for you. This isn't normal. The job of the president is to protect Americans, regardless of politics.
If Trump's elected again, there'll be no one to stop his worst instincts. We'll have yes men help him implement Project 2025's agenda. Unchecked power, no guardrails.
It will be serving one man. I am voting for Kamala Harris because she will put the safety and security of every American first, whether they voted for her or not.
Thank you. Oh, great ad. By the way, someone reminded me, Frangela, I'd forgotten this. Do you remember when the hurricane hit when Trump was in office? He was walking along in Bern, North Carolina, in a neighborhood pummeled by Hurricane Florence and flooding. And he greeted there was a yacht beached in some resident's backyard. And he said, is this your boat or did it become your boat? The homeowner says, no, it's not my boat. And Trump goes, well, at least you got a nice boat out of the deal.
Yep.
I mean, oh, my God, the man is a sociopath.
Yep.
Oops, are you plugged in? Hello. What happened? What has happened? Hi, Frangela. Oh, we can't lose them again. All right, hang on. We'll be right back with you. Yeah, this was in, where was this? In Salon. Salon writes, a sinister and deadly wager lies beneath Trump's false claims that Democrats are stealing FEMA money. They write his lies and conspiracy theories. He's hoping that will energize more voters than they kill. At the heart of Trump's pandemic lies was a sociopathic calculation. His lies and conspiracy theories would offset the loss of MAGA voters to COVID deaths. Trump's making the same bet again. How insane is that? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing my Survivor Tour t-shirt. Because remember, we just survived 2 years of COVID, whatever it was.
Year five of COVID.
He's spraying lies about the federal response that have rapidly spread throughout social media, convincing his followers to take risks with their own safety. His lies will kill people. He doesn't care, though, because he's betting that he can offset the losses by using those lies to turn out more voters.
Yep.
That's what we said at the time. It made no sense that COVID is killing more of his own people.
It made no sense.
Chaos is to his benefit, Salon finishes, so he'll try to increase it at every turn, keeping people paranoid, confused, unwilling to trust even basic information, is standard operating procedure for anyone who aspires to be an authoritarian dictator. Frances and Angela, are you back?
I think so, Abby.
Okay. Hiya.
Yes. Yes. Well, you saw him do this with Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
It started then, which is don't trust the government, don't trust science. But when you have a wall of water coming at you, or the environment around you is on fire, you need to be able to trust and listen to the officials who are trying to keep you safe.
Thank you. Two more Detroit stack real quick. Angela V. Shelton, Trump fans wearing auto workers for Trump shirts at Detroit rally admit they're not really auto workers. Okay, it's all fake. Oh, and a Michigan newspaper corrected Trump lying once again that he was named Michigan's Man of the Year.
No, that never happened.
You know what is happening? Kansas City Sexy Liberal. SexyLiberal.com. Go there now. I'll see you tomorrow in Kansas City for Angela.
SexyLiberal.com.
Yes. Pack, Stephanie, pack.
Right now. Get your boarding pass.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, a whole new John and Gordy show filled with optimism and positive thinking.
Bright, shiny faces.
Yeah, right.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.